Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and this episode of the Easter Blooms Stitch Along is based on Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Today's devotion comes to us from Reverend Jean McCartney of St. Paul Lutheran in Missouri Valley, Iowa. Learn more about Pastor Jean at the end of this episode. Our lesson today comes from the translation by Wilda Gaffney. A reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And look, there was a great earthquake, for a messenger of God descending from heaven came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Its appearance was like lightning, and its clothing white as snow. For fear of the messenger, the guards shook as though dead. But the messenger responded to the women and said, "Fear not. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and see, he is on to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples the news. Then all of a sudden, Jesus met them and said, "Shalom." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and bowed down, worshiping him. Then Jesus said to them, "Fear not. Go and tell my sisters and brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The word of the Lord.
Sometimes living through an impactful or an amazing event, things seem to move in slow motion as your mind and your body take it all in. In this part of Matthew, the Marys have just gone through some sort of cataclysmic event. All the senses are there. They felt the shaking. They saw an angel come down from heaven. The rolling back of the stone and the quake, no doubt, generated sound. Perhaps it kicked up some dirt as well that they could smell and or taste if the cloud was big enough. No wonder the guards were fearful. They must have been like deer in the headlights. And no wonder the Marys had fear and great joy. The writer of Matthew took such care to record all these details. Do you suppose the Marys replayed this in their minds, this encounter, this great news? Because with all of that going on, perhaps it took a bit for it to sink in. "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified," the angel said. "He is not here, for he is raised. He's been raised as he said. Go quickly and tell the disciples." What about this passage do you need to sink in as you prepare to go and tell? What stands out most to you? How do you have fear and great joy?
Let us pray. Loving and creating God, what do you suppose we need? What do you suppose we need to replay in our minds so we can go out and tell others about what it means to be loved and claimed by you? Help us to replay what needs to be replayed. Help us to remember the ways we have felt the earth shake, the ways we have tasted your goodness on our tongues, the ways we have heard your voice calling out to us, Shalom. Equip us to share your story. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this final episode of the Easter Blooms Stitch Along. We hope you have gained a little joy and peace and had fun crafting over these last few weeks together. Special thanks to Reverend Jean McCartney for being today's devotional leader. A second career pastor, Pastor Jean came into ministry from teaching and training and now serves as pastor at St. Paul Lutheran in Missouri Valley, Iowa. She and her husband, Mitch, will celebrate their 35th wedding anniversary in 2024. She's not spending time with their daughter, Maddie, or extended family. She enjoys crafts of various kinds. Today's Bible translation is taken from Wilda Gaffney's book, A Women's Lectionary for the Whole Church, Year W. And our music today was by Oleg Kirlikov and entitled Alleluia. Christ will soon be risen, friends. Thanks be to God.